Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for joining me here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I'm broadcasting from right outside of Orlando, Florida. As you know, if you've listened before, I'm a traditionally trained naturopathic doctor with a practice and ministry located in Orlando, Florida, and I approach natural and alternative medicine from a Christian perspective. Many people are very interested in natural and alternative therapies in our day, and I hope to be able to help educate you in that direction. Just be sure to join me every Sunday afternoon right here on BlueZoneWellness.org from 4 to 5 p.m. as we discuss some of these great insights into natural medicine and alternative therapies. We have a great show for you today, an insightful show. Thank you for joining me, all of my listeners, wherever you may be located in all around the world here in the U.S., my other friends over in Costa Rica and other places. Thank you for listening again. We just want to go ahead and remind you that if you would like to call in with a question or a comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. If you'd like to stay up to date on all of the natural health issues that we that we deal with every week, you can friend request me on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/naturedoc. That's facebook.com/naturedoc, N-A-T-U-R-E-D-O-C. You can also follow me, if you like, at Twitter. Just go to Twitter at Blue Zone Wellness. Twitter at Blue Zone Wellness. Just follow me there. You can also read our blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. That's phase, P-H-A-S-E, the number 3ministries.com/WordPress. As well, you can go to BlueZoneWellness.org. It's another one of our blogs. You can read a lot of interesting information there, and it's continually updated. We, in our show today, we're going to talk about, in this first segment, our Week in Natural News Review. This is a segment that we look at a few news stories that have come out in the week, and we discuss and analyze these stories in the natural health field, topic. This week, we are going to be talking about the three articles that we're going to be talking about. And the first segment, and our first segment, we'll be talking about five powerful therapeutic herbs to help you overcome diabetes. We'll also be talking about the foods, the McRib specifically, and some of the other fast foods, and some of the things that they're putting into these foods that we're eating, including things such as essentially shoe leather. And so a lot of what we're eating are not actually foods, but we're going to talk about that a little bit today, an interesting article. We're also going to talk about some of the other benefits of sunlight, seven of the amazing health benefits of sunlight. And when we move over to our second segment, the popular healing foods segment, we're going to be discussing two fruits today. We're going to be talking about berries. Specifically, we'll be talking about blueberries and strawberries, and then we'll be talking about, that's the first fruit we'll be talking about. The second daily we'll be talking about the avocado, the health benefits of avocado, and I think you'll be pleased if you're a lover of avocado as well as berries. We're going to talk about how these berries in recent studies, if you're a woman especially, they're very important for you. They've been shown to be very, very beneficial for heart health. And we're also going to talk about, in our final segment, the healing herb, healing supplement segment, we're going to be continue talking about vitamin A that we didn't finish last week. And we said, since we've been spending the past few weeks, that last segment, going over the essential nutrients of the body. And most diseases are simply severe nutrient deficiencies, and we've been going through vitamins, talking about the recommended daily allowances, the optimum daily allowances, and the therapeutic daily allowances, and how to recognize deficiencies, etc. And today we're going to be talking about vitamin A, a very important, crucial vitamin. As it is, you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to get started with our show today. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archive versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening, wherever you may be located. We are going to go right ahead and get started. Again, this is our first segment, the Week in Natural News Review. And the article that we're going to start off with today, we're going to start off by talking about how to overcome diabetes with a few very powerful therapeutic herbs. And a lot of people who listen, one of the diseases that we deal with a lot in natural health practice, not only natural health practice, but also allopathic doctors have to deal with quite a bit, is the diabetes epidemic. And if you're listening, you fall into a category to where most people, the majority of people in America especially, are either pre-diabetic, insulin resistant, or they have full-blown diabetes. And you would be surprised at just how many people fall into these categories. Again, insulin resistant, which is the first stage. Second stage is pre-diabetic and then having full-blown diabetes. So if you're listening, and especially if you're not a person that has a good, consistent program where you're exercising, especially outside in the fresh air and the sunshine, and if you're not eating copious amounts of vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables raw, especially vegetables, then it is highly likely. And if you have the lifestyle risks that a lot of Americans have, overweight, obese, etc., you're probably already at the very least insulin resistant, and maybe headed toward, or even maybe pre-diabetic. So we're going to talk about this first article is overcome diabetes with these powerful therapeutic herbs. This is taken from naturalnews.com, and I'll, again, as we discuss and analyze it, I'll be adding a little to what the author says in this article here, which was published on the 14th of January. It also starts off by saying, if you or someone you know suffers from either diabetes or pre-diabetes, it might come as a surprise to learn that a life of endless insulin shots and blood glucose drugs is not your only treatment option. And he says, well, if you are serious about truly overcoming your diabetic condition, there are actually a number of all-natural herbal remedies available that possess proven curative benefits. And here are some of the best options. And I like his article because it's very interesting. He points out a lot of studies. I like the studies. I like hands-on, real-life results, but I also like to see the studies as well. And the first herb that he mentions is ginseng, and he points out that how ginseng is actually known for its ability to help modulate blood sugar levels, and especially American ginseng, and particularly he points out how it is indeed a very powerful weapon in the fight against diabetes. He cites a 2000 study of the University of Toronto, where they found that a single 3-gram dose, which is of ginseng extract, actually helps significantly reduce the blood sugar spike that typically occurs following a high carbohydrate meal. So specifically for diabetics taking ginseng, either with or before a meal, it can actually help produce very, very great results and rather quickly as well. Then he points out, after this study in 2000, there was a follow-up study in 2001 that found that doses of ginseng, even as low as 1 gram, were still enough to provide virtually the same therapeutic benefits as And what they thought before that was that you need at least 3 grams. They found out that you could do the same with 1 gram of the ginseng. And he goes on to point out in this article that based on the results of the two studies, researchers recommended that diabetic patients take a minimum 1 gram dose of ginseng 40 minutes prior to mealtime to actually normalize their blood sugar levels naturally. He points out that when combined with a healthy low-carbohydrate and low-sugar diet, ginseng can even help some diabetics fully recover from their condition. And I would add to that that if you take, at least for the first 30 days, if you're a diabetic especially, for the first 30 days, I would typically add some ginseng or some golden seal or something to this program. But if you eat raw food, especially salads, you want to get as many of those nutrients from your green foods as possible for a period of 3 weeks to 30 days, you would typically normalize your blood pressure. Of course, following those laws of health, getting out in the sunshine, reducing your stress by trusting in the Creator, going out and getting exercise, drinking water, getting fresh air, controlling your diet with that on that particular diet, and self-control or temperance. If you follow those principles, and if you eat an all vegetable-based diet, specifically salads, maybe a little steamed broccoli, but primarily all raw food, typically within 2 weeks, even 30 days max, you can reverse it. And I would also add in maybe a little ginseng or some of these other herbs that we'll be talking about here. The next herb that he mentioned is holy basil leaf, which is also known as tulsi. Holy basil leaf has long been used throughout South Asia as a folk medicine. Today it's been shown to be a powerful regulator of both your blood sugar as well as your blood lipid levels, and ultimately as an effective treatment, he points out, for diabetes. Then he cites a placebo-controlled study published in the Journal of Clinical Pharmacy and Therapeutics where holy basil leaf was taken in moderate amounts, and it was found in this study that if it's taken in moderate amounts, it can actually bring about roughly a 20% decrease in blood sugar levels. Now, again, these are not people that are taking insulin, but this is we've come to believe that we have to take drugs in many cases, or we have to follow a particular program that involved the taking of some type of chemicals to be healed. And thereby, we have to understand that this is not always the case. In many, many cases, in most cases actually, there are alternative, natural alternatives. Sometimes you may have to stay on them a little longer because of the way that they work in the body, where they're actually trying to work and heal you on a cellular level as opposed to just covering or masking symptoms. The author in this article, Overcome Diabetes with These Powerful Therapeutic Herbs, goes on to say, he cites Mother Earth Living. It says that according to Mother Earth Living, he writes, the traditional way to administer holy basil is in the form of a steeped tea. So he says if you have a tea ball, a tea ball or either your own tea bags, what you can do is you can make your own tea. And with the dry, and he points out, simply add 1 teaspoon of the dried leaves to 1 cup of water and drink the three cups of the brew daily. So basically he's recommending and citing Mother Earth Living, if you have diabetes, is to make a tea with the leaves, of the dried leaves of holy basil leaf. Make 3 cups daily and drink those. Another one, the next one he points out is a very popular remedy within the natural health field with respect to diabetes is cinnamon. And he points out as well that cinnamon is a much more medicinal spice than most people probably think, which indeed it is. And just remember, it is a spice. So cinnamon spices typically will irritate the gastrointestinal tract. And so cinnamon could be used, but there are also remedies, other things that could be used. But cinnamon is indeed a very, very effective remedy for diabetes. As he points out, like ginseng, cinnamon helps to modulate blood sugar levels throughout the day, particularly in between meals when blood sugar levels tend to spike and drop, he points out, which is common for diabetics. As it turns out, he says, cinnamon taken in therapeutic doses help to lower fasting blood glucose levels and boost insulin response, effectively correcting the very symptoms associated with diabetes. Then he goes on to point out another herb called bitter melon, which is, again, another traditional folk remedy. And bitter melon has long been utilized by ancient cultures to treat diabetes and other blood sugar issues. And it's basically another one of the herbs that you can take if you or a family member has actually been diagnosed with diabetes or you're pre-diabetic even. And actually, he points out that bitter melon has actually been found to be just as effective, or actually more effective and safer to treat diabetes than the diabetic drug Totab. And so it's very interesting to see how the Creator has actually given us herbs or natural remedies that in many, many cases, or in almost all cases, they're safer than drugs. And in many cases, they work just as effectively, and in many cases, even more effectively than the drugs without all the side effects. Finally, he points out garlic and onions. He points out how, he says, quote, interestingly enough, garlic and onions are both powerful blood sugar-lowering foods as well. These two common foods contain disease-fighting sulfur containing nutrients such as allyl, propyl disulfide, as well as allicin, that help lower blood glucose levels and increase the amounts of free insulin in the body. This is both intravenously and orally. Onion extract has been shown scientifically not only to improve the metabolism of carbohydrates in the liver, but also to correct the improper release and use of insulin in the liver and elsewhere throughout the body. In a similar fashion, garlic, he points out, which is also a member of the onion family, helps to normalize blood pressure and cholesterol levels and to reduce blood glucose levels without causing harmful side effects. So basically here you have garlic and onions, bitter melon, cinnamon, holy basil leaf, and ginseng. Five different herbal and natural remedies that can help benefit if you have diabetes. And remember, if you're listening to this program, especially if you're in America with our sad diet that we have here, you're at the very least, if you're listening, it's a very, very high probability, as high as probably 75% to 80%, unless you're really, really doing those, following those laws of health, that you are probably at least insulin resistant. And then that's the foundation before moving on to being pre-diabetic, and then from moving on to there to going to full-blown diabetes. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. We're going to go on into our next article now, which is also from naturalnews.com, and it was entitled Seven Amazing Health Benefits of the Sunshine, or Sunlight, rather. And we've talked about, it's one of those laws of health that you hear me talk about on here if you listen often. And sunshine being one of those laws of health that is so, so beneficial. And it's free. It's there for everybody. We don't have to pay for it. But this particular article points out seven of the benefits of sunlight. And the first one, the author starts off by pointing out that it's obvious. Sunlight is the initiator of vitamin D3 creation in our bodies. And so you have the sunshine's UVB rays, and they interact with the cholesterol in our skin that ignites a process to create vitamin D from our kidneys and our liver. And that simply does not happen. It does not occur without sunlight. Again, exposing your bare skin to sunlight is necessary for about 20 to 30 minutes or a day, or at the very least 3 or 4 times weekly. But I would recommend every day, 20 to 30 minutes, 4 times weekly. But if you can't do it every day, at least 3 to 4 times weekly. And you have to remember that glass windows and windshields actually block the UVB rays while letting in the UVA rays, which can be harmful. So also it's interesting that, as he points out in this article as well, is that most sunscreens actually block only the UVB rays, thus inhibiting your vitamin D production, which is a pre-hormone, and while allowing in some of the other harmful chemicals from the sunscreen itself. Now, vitamin 3, again, as I've talked about here before, vitamin D3 is the vitamin that you need to use. This is one that you need to be getting, and that is the sunshine vitamin. That is the form of vitamin D that we get when we go into the sunshine. And we talked about on here a couple of weeks ago, back to back, how if you're not getting as much sunshine as you need, you need to try and do so. But if you're not, at the least until you can get into a situation where you can get more sunshine, if you live in an area of the country where you don't get much sunshine during the winter months, you need to get some D3. And if you're not eating a healthy diet, getting lots of greens, then you may need to supplement that diet with K2, or supplement that D3 with K2. And we've talked about, you can go back and listen to some of the archives, and because we've talked about, if you're not eating a lot of green leafy vegetables where you're getting your vitamin K's, et cetera. And if you're supplementing with D3, there can be issues there. Now, if you're just getting the D3 in the sunshine, you don't have to worry about it. It's a God-given D3, and it works in the body in an excellent fashion. Vitamin D3 production from sunlight actually has its own shutdown mechanism. It's a safeguarding you from overdosing on the vitamin D. But if you wash your exposed skin with soap too soon after coming out of the sunlight, you can actually wash away the skin's oils that have just begun the vitamin D process. So it's interesting to know that. The author in this article points out, he says, use soap only where the sun doesn't shine. Options for D3 without sunlight include supplements, of which too is remotely possible to overdose, which is very remote possibility that could happen. He also cites Dr. Joanna Butterwig, who promoted daily sunlight exposure in conjunction with her famous Butterwig diet for curing cancer. She had become aware of sunlight's electromagnetic contribution to the dietary elements of her successful cancer cure. Yes, any cancer program is crucial that it involves sunshine, fresh sunlight. I would give both vitamin D3 probably as well as getting them out in the sunshine, because if they had cancer, they would probably be a person who's probably severely deficient in not only vitamin D3 but other vitamins as well and other nutrients overall. He points out earlier, during long periods without sunshine, many people get depressed. It's called SAD, or seasonal affective disorder. So again, it is, as the sunshine shines down through the retina of our eyes and down to our pineal gland and other into our brain, it actually lifts our spirits, and it can affect, it just overall affects us. You know how you feel better when the sun is out and everything is moving, as opposed to a gloomy, rainy day. It just affects us. It affects us mentally. Also, he points out in this article, SAD results from an extended period of no sunshine, but it can be ameliorated during these periods with bright full spectrum lights or blue light to mimic the sun's rays. He says further, a substance in our bodies called melanin may be able to convert sunlight into metabolic energy. And he says there are also some studies that actually look into this. The author goes on to say further, sunlight exposure was discovered to reduce the need for pain medication, stress, and anxiety among post-operative patients in one hospital that conducted a study in 2005. He points out further that a 2012 neuroscience study determined that those who had 6 hours of sunlight exposure during the day were more alert when the evening came around. And then a 2011 dermatological study, he points out, this study observed that sunlight exposure helps burn subcutaneous fat, which is unattractive but doesn't necessarily affect cardiovascular health adversely. And so here you see some of the benefits of a free supplement, D3. It's free when you go out into the sunshine to get it. Of course, it's not free if you go and you buy it in the health food store, wherever you may buy it. But it's a great benefit. Vitamin D3 is a great benefit. Not only is it a benefit, it's crucial, totally crucial to your health. Again, if you would like to call in with a question or comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness on bluezonewellness.org, or if you may be listening on blogtalkradio.com. You may also be listening on faith3ministries.com or even on skyangelsradio.com. Wherever you're listening, we hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to move right into our final article for this first segment, and this article is The Unsavory Truth of the McRib and Other Fake Foods. And so this is very interesting. This article here was taken from Mercola.com. It's January 16, 2013, it was published. And Dr. Mercola starts out by saying, over the past couple of years, we've learned the unsavory truth about pink slime, reconstituted meat, and how the use of meat glue cheats you out of your hard-earned money at the grocery store and also threatens your health. He goes on to point out further, we've also learned that fast food fare, such as McDonald's hamburgers, contain so many chemicals and so few real food ingredients that a burger fails to show signs of decomposition after more than a decade. Now, some months ago, and even here in the archives at Blue Zone Wellness, if you go to Blue Zone Wellness or Blog Talk Radio / Blue Zone Wellness and look into the archives, I have an entire show, where we dealt with that in a segment, where we dealt with how their hamburgers, McDonald's hamburgers, because of the sheer amount of chemicals that they've put in them, that they can last for 10 or 20 years even, at least a decade, without decomposing. And if you also go on to phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the blog there, you can go there and look up the article. You may want to type in McDonald's beef or whatever. You can type it in. Just look on there and search, and we have an article. And it's a small video dealing with that. It's very, very, very insightful to let you know the problems that you're getting into when you're eating these fast foods. Now, Dr. Mercola points out further. He says, quote, "The famous McDonald's McRib also came under close scrutiny and turned out to be something less than mouthwatering. The McRib sandwich is a non-standard item on the fast food restaurant's menu. Its annual return is always advertised with great fanfare. Last year, it even made the headline on ABC News. He said that the pork sandwich is described as a tasty fan favorite slathered in tangy barbecue sauce, slivered onions, and tart pickles served on a hoagie-style bun. Sounds perfectly normal, but what is it made of, really?" he asked. And he points out further that in a November 2011 article, the CBS Chicago News spilled the beans on this seasonal favorite. And then he quotes the CBS Chicago News. He says, quote, "More than 70 ingredients make up the McRib, and yes, one of them is pork. But as CBS 2's Vince Garrisole reports, there's also an ingredient that can be found in chews." And they cite a registered dietitian, Cassie Vanderwall, gave the McRib a closer look and found the McRib has azotocarbonamide, which is used to bleach the flour in bread. It has other uses. It could be on your yoga mat, in your gym shoes, in your anything that's rubbery, Vanderwall said. Then there's the pork, which is really restructured meat product. In other words, it's made from all the less expensive innards and cast-offs from the pig. Vanderwall said, "The McRib ingredient list reminds me of a chemistry lab." So here we find that it has a great number of chemicals, and even the chemical that's used that can actually be found in your yoga mat, it can also be found in your gym shoes, the rubbery part of your gym shoes. So here this is being put into a McRib sandwich. Dr. Mercola also goes on to point out, he says, "To see pictures of a deconstructed McRib sandwich, check out foodfacts.info's McRib page." And he goes on to say, "It sure doesn't look so appetizing anymore once the sauce is washed off and the meat sliced in half. In fact, it can barely pass meat, which was the point CBS News tried to make in the first place." So basically, it's not really food. It's one that you can even call it meat. Because it's not really food. It's not something that you can really eat and expect to get any real nutritional value out of it. Dr. Mercola, in his first article, goes on to say, he refers to the Nonprofit Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and he said that they singled out McDonald's in their advertisement against obesity-related deaths. As the ad claimed, obesity, diabetes, high cholesterol, hypertension, and heart attacks are hallmark diseases associated with the fast food diet, a clear indication that it does not provide the appropriate nutrition for your body. Now, let's stop for a moment and talk about this. As Dr. Mercola points out, the hallmarks of a fast food diet, the damage from a fast food diet, rather, are obesity, diabetes, high cholesterol, hypertension, and heart attacks. These are all hallmarks of a fast food diet. Dr. Mercola goes on to say, "Is McDonald's fare really food? As I pointed out earlier, can we really call their food food? Or can we call their menu food?" And then Dr. Mercola goes on to say further, "When you consider the fact that a large number of the ingredients in a fast food meal exist nowhere in nature, but are rather concocted in a lab, the answer would have to be no. Unfortunately, and to our severe detriment, ever since the advent of the so-called TV dinner back in the 1950s, the concept of food has expanded from meat, vegetables, raw dairy products, fruit, and other such natural items to include the highly processed preserved, artificially flavored, and often brightly colored chemical concoctions. But man simply was not designed to thrive on man-made chemicals. And this is true. And one of the things that you have to remember when we're looking at this is that whenever we eat these foods that have been deprived of their nutrients, your body is going to consume nutrients to help break these foods down. It's going to consume many times, if you've listened before, you've heard me talking about your buffering minerals, your calcium, your magnesium, your potassium, etc. And these are some of the minerals that help keep your body from being acid and going over into acidosis. It keeps it a bit more alkaline and acid. But when you eat these foods, not only do they leave an acid ash in your body trying to protect itself, these minerals, these buffering minerals would be consumed to try and bring the body, to keep the body in an alkaline state. The problem with it, though, you're eating these foods and you're consuming your buffering minerals, but when you're eating them, these foods are not replacing the minerals that's being consumed. So over a long period of time, you can begin to understand why these diseases that were pointed out in this article by Dr. Mercola are so prevalent in our society. Because when you get into a situation where you're eating these foods, not only are these foods detrimental in and of themselves, but they also consume the minerals and vitamins and nutrients that are designed there to keep you healthy. And when those are gone, it's just a matter of time before you're going to be in a lot of trouble from a health perspective. And Dr. Mercola goes on to point out further in this article. He says, store-bought foods you might not recognize as processed, such as ground beef, are oftentimes no better. He says, as reported last year, approximately 70% of the ground beef sold in U.S. supermarkets contain pink slime added in as a cheap filter. He says the Pepto-Bismol colored concoction consists of beef scraps and cow connective tissues, which have been treated with ammonium hydroxide, basically a solution of ammonia in water. He says it can legally make up 15% of any given beef product. So if you're even eating the commercial beef products and they're using ammonium hydroxide, and he points out this ammonium hydroxide can actually make up 15% of any given beef product, which actually shaves about 3 cents off the cost for a pound of ground beef. The trimmings used come from parts of the cow that are most likely to be contaminated with the dangerous bacteria like E. coli, And then he goes on to say, which is why it must be treated with the ammonia to kill the pathogens in the first place. So he says it's really industrial food practices like this that pose very real threats to your health. And so here we have it, is that first of all, they take the parts from the flesh that are more likely in the first place to be contaminated with dangerous bacteria like E. coli. And so then they say, we have to kill these bacteria, so we're going to use chemicals like ammonium hydroxide, which is basically a solution of ammonia in water, and then this can make up 15% of a pound of beef. So if it's making up 15% of a pound of beef, you're eating 15% of ammonia in water. And think about it. Over time, you're going to get sick. You're going to develop a disease or a number of diseases, even simultaneously in some cases, but you're taking these large amounts of chemicals. And this doesn't even take into account the other things that you may be eating in this flesh. This doesn't take into account the different types of antibiotics and some of the other things that they've put in there. And that's not even to mention the hormones and the blood and all the other things that we're consuming if we eat these things. Dr. Mercola goes on to point out further in this article. He says, quote, in related questionable food news, Russia has recently banned U.S. meat supplies after discovering it contains ractomaine, a beta drug that increases protein synthesis, thereby making the animal more muscular. This reduces the fat content of the meat. As reported by Pravda, Russia is the fourth largest importer of U.S. meats, purchasing about $500 million worth of beef imports annually. The drug that they have an issue with in the U.S. meat, again, ractomaine, is banned for use, he says, in 160 countries, including China and Russia, but it's allowed in 24 countries, including Canada and the United States. And then he cites the New York Times, says the ban took effect as of December 12, 2012, and Russian health regulators stated that while they will initially conduct their own testing, foreign countries will soon be required to certify their meat as right to mean free if they want to export it to Russia. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or the USDA, considers right to mean safe and doesn't test for it. Russia's chief health inspector, however, claims that there are serious questions about the safety of the drug. He told the New York Times, he says, quote, for instance, use of ractamine is accompanied by a reduction in body mass, suppression of reproductive function, increase of mastitis and dairy herds, which leads to steep decline in the quality and safety of milk. Dr. Marcola goes on to say, in talking also about ractamine, he said it's also known to affect the human cardiovascular system, and it may also cause food poisoning, according to Pravda. It's also thought to be responsible for hyperactivity, muscle breakdown, and increased death and disability in livestock. And so here we have, in this article, we're getting to see that we especially need to stay out of these fast food joints. And we also need to be very, very careful even when we're going into our grocery stores. Dr. Mercola goes on to say, quote, according to veterinarian Michael W. Fox, as much as 20% of ractamine remains in the meat you buy from the supermarket. Despite potential health risks, the drug is used in 45% of U.S. pigs, 30% of ration-fed cattle, and an unknown percentage of turkeys. He says Mexico and Brazil have announced that they will comply with Russia's demand for ractamine-free market meats. The U.S. has shown no sign of coming to an agreement, however. Instead, the U.S. has accused Russia of violating World Trade Organization rules, etc. And so here we have to remember, as I said earlier, you know if you listen to this show, that here at Blue Zone Wellness, I advocate a vegan diet. I've seen in practice that this is the best diet over the long term. And if you're eating a vegan diet, though, you have to make sure that you're eating a broad diet, where you're not just eating the same thing over and over. You need to eat a varied diet of different fruits, nuts, vegetables, and grains, and exercise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And ideally, you should be eating either wild-grown food or organic even. And if you're not, I mean, if you're eating food that's not organic, and you're trying to eat a vegan diet or a diet overall, you're not getting all the nutrients that you may need. So you may need to supplement. Unless you're eating a very, 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 very varied diet, you may be getting the majority of your food is organic. You should be getting the majority of the nutrients that you need. Now you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to go over into our healing foods segment, where we'll be talking about the health benefits of avocado. I think you'll be quite amazed just to see how powerful a food this is. And we'll also be talking about how a couple of new studies came out to show how if you're a woman, you really should be eating strawberries and blueberries, even if you're a man. But this study dealt with women and how it was a significant benefit for your heart. Again, you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. If you want to give us a call, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. I'll be back right after these brief messages.
Men, have trouble getting your stream to start? Look for a men's room everywhere you go? Need to go so urgently you can't wait? Worry about impotence, sexual dysfunction, and cancer? Then you need our best-selling supplement, Maximum Prostate. Each Maximum Prostate capsule contains 300 milligrams of pure natural mixed beta-cytosterols from plant sources. That's as much beta-cytosterol content as 3,000 capsules of dried saw palmetto berries. Men all over the U.S. and other countries are experiencing the amazing benefits of Maximum Prostate. You can join them now. To the listeners of Blue Zone Wellness, we are offering you 2 bottles of Maximum Prostate for just $39.95 plus shipping. Just go to MaximumProstate.net and place your order right now. That's MaximumProstate.net, and join the numerous other men who have experienced the power of Maximum Prostate.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archived versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry, broadcasting from right outside of Orlando, Florida. We're moving right away, right into our healing food segment, where we talk about, we select a food, or sometimes more than one food, and we talk about the benefits, the nutritional and health benefits of that food. Today we're going to be talking about two different fruit. We're going to be talking about really three, but two different areas. The first we're going to be talking about is strawberries and blueberries, and how they basically, one recent study came out showing how they actually cut heart attack risk in women by 1/3. And so first let me start off by saying there are thousands of research studies that have come out over the past 10 years or so that have actually pointed out the critical importance of eating a diet filled with flavonoids from a variety of brightly colored vegetables and fruits to actually help and even treat many chronic illnesses. You've heard me talk about this with respect to the color. You've heard me talk about the importance of eating in harmony with the colors of the rainbow, and that the majority of your diet should be in harmony with the colors of the rainbow. It's one of the easiest ways to know how to eat healthily. The Creator has given us the rainbow. He's given us wisdom and knowledge in this regard. And one of the things He confirms that by pointing to the symbol of a covenant, which is the rainbow, and those seven colors of the rainbow being the acronym being ROY-G-BIV. ROY-G-BIV being an acronym helping us to remember the colors of the rainbow, being red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. This is how we should eat. The majority of our diet should be reflected in those colors. Most plants and fruits actually rely on flavonoid compounds for protection against the environment and to propagate and to flourish. And these same properties support our health by altering genetic expression and specifically targeting essential metabolic processes to ward off diseases such as cancer, dementia, and also that most prevalent killer amongst us right now, which is cardiovascular disease. Now, the researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health developed a study to analyze a specific subclass of flavonoids called anthocyanins. You've heard me talk about anthocyanins here on the Blue Zone Wellness before. And the researchers of Harvard, when they developed this study to analyze this specific class of flavonoids called anthocyanins, anthocyanins have been shown to help dilate your arteries, to also counter the buildup of plaque, and provide other cardiovascular benefits outside of these that we're talking about here. But in the journal Circulation, the scientists from Harvard published an article where they found that women who ate at least 3 servings of blueberries and strawberries per week had significantly fewer heart attacks. Blueberries and strawberries contain high levels of these anthocyanins that we've been talking about, and these anthocyanins have been shown to have significant cardiovascular benefits in past research studies. But again, and this is if you're a lady and you're listening to this, this particular study revealed that women who ate at least 3 servings of blueberries and strawberries per week had significantly fewer heart attacks than those that did not. The lead study author, Dr. Eric Rim, he noted, quote, "Blueberries and strawberries can easily be incorporated into what women eat every day. This simple dietary change could have a significant impact on prevention efforts," end quote. Now, in this particular study that they came to this conclusion after conducting, the researchers developed a cohort of about 93,600 women nurses, and they were the ages of 25 and 42, and they completed dietary questionnaires every 4 years for a period of 18 years. Over the course of the study review period, 405 of these 93,600 women experienced a heart attack. The study team found that women who consumed the most blueberries and strawberries had a 32% reduction in their risk of heart attack as compared to women who ate the berries only once a month or less. So interestingly, the results did not change in women who otherwise ate a diet rich in other fruits and vegetables, providing solid proof that these flavonoids provided by the berries were responsible for the heart attack risk reduction benefits. So basically what I'm trying to say is that the women in this study, even though the other women in the study who ate other fruits and vegetables, they did not have the same benefit or heart protection or protecting their heart as these women who ate strawberries and blueberries 2 to 3 times a week. So according to the study, the study also concluded, quote, "We have shown that even at an early age, getting more of these fruits may reduce risk of a heart attack later in life." And so here we have these blueberries and these strawberries, both which fall within my theory of eating in harmony with the rainbow. Both of these fruits fall within that realm. And they both eating them together 2 or 3 times a week, probably 3 times a week, found to dramatically cut the heart attack risk in women by a full 1/3. The study results were independent of other risks such as age, high blood pressure, family risk of heart attack, body mass, exercise, smoking, caffeine, or alcohol intake. And so this study was actually conducted using a large sampling of women eating between 3 and 5 servings of fresh berries each week. And this was shown to dramatically lower heart risk attack for women, for both men and women. This was primarily done for women, but it's also been shown to reduce the heart attack risk for men as well. So eat strawberries, eat blueberries, but eat the ones that are mostly free from chemicals as possible. You get them organically if you can, or at least either wild grown. But you don't want the ones that have been manufactured. So again, get them as close to the garden, as close to nature as possible, and you're going to have some amazing benefits. Now we'll be talking about next avocado, and avocado again is another, it's considered a fruit. But it's a very, very beneficial, very healthy food, very, very healthy food. The Haas Avocado Board basically is a board that looks at the benefits of avocados and other things. They are supporting some clinical research to investigate the various health benefits of avocado consumption, particularly its benefits for cardiovascular disease, weight management, and diabetes, as well as its ability to enhance our body's absorption of nutrients. And the Haas Avocado Board, HAB, published a study that was put out in November, that was conducted in November 2012. It was a small study, and it was a UCLA-led pilot study. And they found in this study that eating 1/2 of a fresh medium Haas avocado with a hamburger made with 90% lean beef significantly inhibited the production of the inflammatory compound interleukin, which is a compound that actually causes inflammation. We've talked about that before, in the arteries in the body. And so there was a significant increase in this compound that causes inflammation when eaten with avocado as opposed to eating a hamburger without a fresh avocado. And according to the lead author, David Heber, MD, PhD, the findings offer, quote, "promising clues about how avocado's ability to benefit vascular function and as well as our heart health." Also, let's look a little bit more about avocados and how they actually benefit the body and the overall. First of all, they are rich in what's called monounsaturated fat, and that is easily burned for energy, so they can actually help increase energy. Also, it's interesting to take that. Avocados are also very high in potassium and will actually help balance your vitally important mineral potassium, which is actually one of your buffering minerals that I talked about earlier and helping to keep your pH in line. So it's very, very high in potassium. So when you're eating them, you're going to be benefiting from eating avocados. You're going to be helping your potassium. You're also going to be helping your heart, and especially if you're consuming flesh meat. You need to be eating, of course. I suggest that you, if you're eating flesh meat, that you try and start taking steps to get off of it. But if you are eating it, I would highly suggest that when you eat it, you consume avocados, fresh avocados with it. Now, that's some of the other benefits, beneficial nutrients that are contained in avocados. First of all, they're very low in fructose, but yet they provide close to 20 essential health-boosting nutrients. Now, we'll look at some of these nutrients. They have fiber, potassium, as I noted earlier. In fact, they have more than twice the amount of potassium as found in a banana. So by eating an avocado, you're getting more than twice the amount of potassium that you'll be getting if you ate a banana. That's not to say that bananas are bad. Bananas are awesome. They're great. But just to show how healthy avocados are. Avocados have vitamin E. They have your B vitamins. We've been talking about the B complex vitamins in our final segment the past couple of weeks, and we're talking about how important B5, B6, B12, how important these B complex vitamins are, especially to your nervous system and helping you deal with stress, etc. And so avocados are very beneficial in that area. They have folic acid, and they're also one of the safest fruits you can buy conventionally conventionally grown. And most experts do not believe that you even need to purchase organic ones, simply because that their thick skin actually protects the inner fruit from the pesticides. And so they're actually being rated one of the safest commercial crops in terms of pesticide exposure. So that would be good to know when you're dealing, if you can't afford organic, or if it would burden you, at least when you're dealing with the avocados, it's good to know that when you buy them commercially, they're one of the safest fruits in terms of protecting you or not being affected by pesticides. They also have been shown to help protect the liver from toxins. And it's very, again, it's beneficial for the liver. Avocados help, very, very beneficial for your liver. Now, I'm moving kind of speedily here because we only have about 7 minutes left, and I want to get into the vitamin A and finish that up. We were supposed to finish that last week, and we didn't get an opportunity to do so. Avocados have a long, long list of potential health benefits, which you won't have the time to cover them all. They also can help improve your lipid profile in both healthy individuals and those with non-optimized HDL or even your total cholesterol. In fact, there was one study where healthy individuals saw a 16% decrease in their total serum cholesterol level following a one-week diet high in monounsaturated fat from avocados. And in those with elevated cholesterol levels, the avocado diet resulted in a 17% decrease of serum total cholesterol and a 22% decrease of both LDL cholesterol and triglycerides, along with 11% increase of the so-called good HDL cholesterol. So if you have high cholesterol, one of two things that you can do. You can increase your consumption of avocado and decrease or eliminate your consumption of animal products, because when you get LDL cholesterol, you get it from eating animal products. And so if you want to reduce your cholesterol level, exercise, eat avocados copiously, and cut off eating the cholesterol, and your cholesterol levels will rectify themselves. We're going to pivot right from here now from talking about our avocado, and we're going to go into our final segment, which is our healing herb supplement segment. And we've been going a series in this final segment talking about the benefits of certain vitamins and minerals. And in this last 3 or 4 minutes here, we started talking about vitamin A a little bit last week, but it's a very, very important vitamin. And it is needed in the body. It's one of those vitamins that we must have. And so let's talk about some of the deficiency symptoms of vitamin D. Prolonged deficiency can produce frequent colds. It can retard your growth. It can cause lack of appetite and vigor. You can end up with eye infections, poor vision, night blindness, frequent infections, bad teeth and gums, scaly and dry skin, and a weakened sense of smell as well as hearing. Again, those are some of the symptoms of deficiency of vitamin A. Let's look at them again. Prolonged deficiency can produce such things as frequent colds. It can retard your growth. It can result in the lack of appetite and vigor. Eye infections, poor vision, night blindness, frequent infections, bad teeth and gums, scaly and dry skin, and a weakened sense of smell and hearing. Now, let's look at some of the sources. Vitamin A retinol. You can get it in different foods. Now, I don't advocate getting it in animal sources, even though you can get it in animal sources. Interestingly enough, when you look at vitamin A or retinol, it's actually a pure yellow fat-soluble crystal. Its other name, retinol, comes from the fact that it is found in the retina of the eye. So this is why if you have a vitamin A deficiency, you may have problems seeing, because retinol or vitamin A, one of the reasons it gets its name because it's concentrated in the retina of the eye. So if you have problems seeing, poor vision, one of the things that you need to take into account is that maybe, possibly, you could have a vitamin A deficiency. Also, some of the other things to consider when you're looking at vitamin A. Vitamin A, in terms of sources, is found in meat, is found in milk, is found in eggs, and the safer and very nutritional carotenes, also called provitamin A, can be found in abundance in fruits and in vegetables. And so, what happens in the body when you eat beta carotene? Say, for instance, if you eat take in carrot juice, or you eat carrots, the body actually takes that beta carotene in carrots and it actually converts it into vitamin A into the body, and it can more efficiently use it when it does that. And so again, it's found in abundance in fruits and as well as in vegetables, and it's converted by the liver into vitamin A. And it's always safe to take carotene in large amounts because the liver only converts the amount needed by the body into vitamin A. Also, the richest source of vitamin A is dark green leafy vegetables, and other sources include green and orange fruits and vegetables, especially carrots, lighter green vegetables, yams, tomatoes, mangoes, Ubert squash, cantaloupe, and apricots. It's also found in lesser amounts in legumes and grains and seeds. So here we have, this is one of the reasons when we have people who have cancer, for instance, it's very important that they get large amounts of, put them on green juice to get large amounts of beta carotene, large amounts of carrot juice. In fact, in most of the natural cancer clinics around the world, there would be large amounts of carrot juice given, high dosages of beta carotene, very, very high dosages, because it's very, 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 very beneficial for treating cancers and because of the high antioxidant activity, et cetera. Now, there are beta carotenes are the most active form of carotene and are most abundant, again, in green plants, carrots, sweet potatoes, squash, apricots, and green peppers. And so when we talk about the functions of vitamin A in the body, this is why we can get into trouble if we're deficient in vitamin A. Now, what we're going to look at is some of the more detailed functions of why you need vitamin A and some of the things that if you don't have it, you can find outside of just the deficiencies. Vitamin A actually helps keep your mucous membranes healthy. Thus, it protects you against infections, even in infants. It's extremely important in fighting infections. It prevents night blindness, eye diseases, weak eyesight. It is also important for your skin, your hair, your gastrointestinal juices, and your digestion. It helps prevent premature aging as well as senility. And in other words, it increases your lifespan. Vitamin A also helps your blood capillaries, works better, and it protects against cardiovascular disease. It's also very important in treating skin disorders as well as your dry eyes, cancer that I pointed out earlier, and light sensitivity of eyes. And there's some other things, and we'll finish that up next week, talking about the therapeutic dosages, the recommended daily allowances, et cetera, before we pivot and go into more detail on vitamin D. Now, we will have about 30 seconds left in the show. I thank you for listening. If you didn't catch all of the show, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness, you'll be able to listen to the archive probably 10 minutes after the show is done, 10 to 30 minutes in anywhere in that time frame. The show will be available if you didn't get to catch it from the beginning to end. Also, our other shows are there to be listened to in the archive. Thank you for listening. Join me next week at the same time from 4 to 5 p.m. at bluezonewellness.org. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed week.